ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, all right, what's all the celebrity crap floating around this morning? Your crap on celebrities. The $40 Life of a Showgirl hairbrush that Taylor Swift is hawking with her merch line.
I don't like that.
Going wrong for all the... Or wait, is going viral for all the wrong reasons. Fans are roasting it online.
Good.
It's a piece of junk, apparently.
I don't like that she's charging that much money for a hairbrush.
$40 for a brush that says Life of a Showgirl on it.
I don't like that at
all. It's made out of really cheap bamboo, and then there's a backing on it. It's a cellulose acetate, if anyone is wondering. Yeah. It's got a pearlescent finish. It's like a piece of plastic that they glued onto the back of this brush, and it's popping off constantly. So people are just roasting her online. Like, hey, I just ordered the new Taylor Swift paddle.
I don't, like, it's funny because she has a lot of good stuff. And as long as you have a high quality product that you're putting out there and fans are willing to
buy it,
keep doing that. But the minute that you try and get one over on them, they're going to remember that.
Well, that brush is about as good as her album is. I mean, it's not. Both not doing too hot right now.
I love a lot of people are like, doesn't she quality control all of her merch? And I'm like, she's not sitting in a factory somewhere making sure each hairbrush
is. That she was going to sell a hairbrush for $40. I mean,
probably.
That better brush my hair.
She probably approved the look.
Yeah. I just don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Or be a grown up and just put a dollop of glue on the back and glue it back together.
Or like, be a grown up and don't buy a $40 hairbrush.
Yeah. A lot of fans. It says the guy who buys $400 Legos. So.
Of Taylor Swift endorsing them.
Yeah. No, but if Star Wars is on them, you go.
Okay, E-Man. All right, we can't get
into
that.
Yeah, see? See, everybody's got their thing.
Can't get into that.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God. She is in the news this morning. Her Skims brand just released a line of micro string thongs with fake pubic hair attached to the front of them. 12 different ones you can choose from. Come in different shades, brown, blonde, black, red, curly or straight, whatever you want. $32 each.
No.
As of last night, again, everybody's got their thing. They're sold out. There is a wait list that you can join.
There is not.
It's a new iconic panty, says Skims.
Iconic?
I'm like going to throw up right now.
Seriously,
people are buying it?
Blank can be whatever color you want it to be.
When you put them in the wash, do you have to shampoo and conditioner?
I know. Do you know I can do that for free, right? Like, I can do that.
Is it weird I want to get a pair of these and wear them?
Seriously? No.
Oh, come on. What a great gag gift.
Gag gift, but
unintended.
You know she's not selling it like that. Skims are not gag
expensive.
Gifts.
Yeah.
Not only that, how much are those?
I just said they're $32.
That's ridiculous.
That's not that bad for a pair of women's underpants.
Yes, it
for
is.
For one?
Yeah, that's
you
nothing.
You get a whole bag of them, six panties for $10
your
at
grandma
Target.
Panties.
Like, I'm just saying.
You pull them up over
but
your
still,
belly button.
No, they have all kinds of styles at Target. It's not just a grandma panties,
listen,
but I'm
I
just
saw
saying.
There's pictures of them on our Facebook if you want to check them out. Jeremy, yeah. Katie, Josh.
That's make me
I
mad.
Think they're hilarious.
Hilarious,
they're funny.
But again,
pretty funny.
They're funny.
Funny, but not practical. Like, if you're shelling out money for underwear, you don't want to then laugh at it. That's not the point
of
underwear.
Yeah, you put on some Daisy Dukes,
no,
you put those on, and
you
then
just
it. Have it coming out.
Oh.
You don't get it.
Like
do you know
lion.
How much money
like
women spend? We just talked about
I'm
me
familiar.
Going to get the
I'm
waxing.
Familiar,
and I'm just
with maintenance.
So the fact that it's $32 to just have faux hair, no.
You switch things up in
no.
the bedroom a little bit. Spice things up. Maybe you got a guy that likes a lot of that, you know? But you don't have it. And then boom.
they have just a comes cat. Off
get
anyway.
Some. Get you okay. some.
All right. Huh.
Okay, so the other Kardashian/Jenner in the news is Kai Kai. She is releasing an album, at least one song right now. What's the name of it? Fourth Strike. And she's calling herself King Kylie right now.
Isn't that a persona thing?
I don't know. People are roasting her because of the amount of, let's call it, electronic enhancement she's using.
Well, yeah.
I just happen to have a taste of it. You want to hear Kai Kai singing?
Hurt,
while you
huh?
put on your hairy underpants?
Okay.
There you go. I need you up calling on my fourth strike. On my fourth strike. One strike, two strike. Let me get the mood right. I just want to tell you I'm sorry. She sounds like Billie Eilish.
Touch me, baby. Tell me I'm your baby. Write your name all over my body.
I like
baby,
it.
Baby, tell me I'm your baby.
Cross the line. She says, write your name all over my body. Nobody is okay, so I'm not mad at it. I am not mad at it.
I'm mad at it.
You put that on during sexy time? Oh, come on.
No, I don't like it.
Dude, if you turn on Kylie Jenner during sexy time.
She's just like any other female artist that we play on this station. That's Billie Eilish. All day long.
That's not Billie Eilish.
Oh,
no, Billie Eilish can actually sing Jerry.
Who is the artist that we had that just whispered half a song?
King Kylie. That's probably that one.
No, Tate McRae. It sounds like Tate McRae.
Maybe
see?
A little like
there's
Tate McRae.
Nothing,
not
no
Billie
difference.
Eilish.
You're right.
Eilish.
It's just that she didn't start out as a singer.
You're
That's
crazy.
Why people are mocking her.
Yeah, Billie Eilish can actually sing. And Tate McRae can dance. Like, they are artists. They actually do this for a living.
I can
Kylie's
dance.
Like, oh my
Anybody
God, can I
dance?
Go into the studio and say some words? And can you put some auto-tune behind it and make me sound like a singer?
Well, that's like every artist.
That is what she did. She's
like
not
beat.
A singer.
Whatever, I'm going to put
she
on those
hairy underpants.
She didn't
make that either, Josh.
Listen to it.
I think it's sexy.
That is a sexy beat.
King Kylie. I think you're wrong.
I kind of like Kylie, so I'm not going to lie.
Imagine holding me, Katie.
King Kylie.
Yeah. Katie, hold me.
No. This makes me want to punch somebody, not hold them.
I have a problem with that line. Write your name all over my body.
Rhyming like, baby
why?
With baby is
I
not
know.
Good either.
Does that turn you on if I were to write my name all over your body?
Well, I think she's meaning it with bodily fluids.
Yeah, like...
Well, so. I'm familiar.
I don't know, man.
No.
Know
but is that sexy to say write your name all over my body?
No.
I don't know if Kylie's saying it to you, maybe.
I think I pull out a box of washable Crayola markers.
Say, not unless
Jeremy, 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 Jeremy. Put a big J on her gut.
Jeremy,
write your name on
she
my
might
body.
Be into that.
Write your name on my body.
Oh my god!
Get the markers that smell good, though. You know,
yeah.
The fruity ones.
All right, what's the sports crap?
All right, this is funny. This is coming out earlier today. The Olympics every single year look for new sports to add to them. So the Summer Olympics are coming up in 2028. So they have some time, but they are looking for new sports to come out with this. So
Cornhole!
These are very interesting sports. Oh. The one that they're discovering right now and talking about is underwater hockey, or what they want to call octopush. It's a sport where players use snorkels, masks, and fins to move a puck around the bottom of a pool. That's just one of them. The other ones that they are actually looking at are cheese rolling, wife carrying, and extreme ironing.
The wife carrying is a big thing. They have the wife carrying competition.
It is, and it's a huge thing all over the world. I don't know if has it made its way to the United States? I have not personally heard of it, but around the world, it's a big thing where men try to see how long and far they can carry their wives.
Yeah, it's the UK wife carrying race.
There you go. And I think that's hilarious.
Why not?
They would ever add something to that.
Why not?
Like, I'm like, I don't know why everything's like upsetting me this morning.
So down on everything
today. I'm like,
today.
What do you, are you really that hard up for more sports
you don't
to watch?
You
want to
play
like,
some octopush?
No.
Why
is
are you
that
so
what,
down
I
on
don't
everything
know.
Today?
All of these stories make me just mad. I'm like, octopush, really?
Katie. Cheese rolling?
Oh my god!
You would roll
maybe
cheese?
The cheese rolling.
maybe the cheese one.
But other than that, what is happening?
You could be
out
really
there?
Gouda at cheese rolling.
I could be really Gouda.
Drew's daily dad joke.
Hey!
All right, Katie, what's the local crap?
Okay, well, we've got the X Games coming up next year for 2026, and the artists have just been announced for the big show up in Aspen.
Is it Kai Kai?
No, it's not. Thank goodness. But it all it is. all EDM now. So if you know, like when the X Games started in Aspen, at least back in 2002, the first artist to ever perform there was Green Day. Snoop Dogg's been up there, Wiz Khalifa. Like there's been so many actual musical artists who have taken the stage at X Games. But all the past years, it's really went down the EDM route. So that's the kind of music that's going on up at Buttermilk Mountain now.
I'm going to sound like you. I don't understand the EDM appeal.
Yeah.
It's just like, I could probably do 10, 15 minutes of it before I'd be like, God, this is giving me a headache.
Yeah, not a whole 4 hours. I agree with you there. It's the lights and all the beat dropping.
You got to be on the potweed, I think, to enjoy all that.
You have to be on different drugs than potweed.
You do. And here's the thing is there's a lot of love right now for a local artist who is going to be making the stage there in Aspen. So we have to give a big shout out to Disco Lines, a Boulder native. Yeah. He actually just sold out Red Rocks recently. So he is super, super excited to get up in Aspen. And the other musical act announced was Alesso.
Get up in that Aspen.
So get up in that Aspen. Throw out those beats. And I love the X Games. So if I get a chance to go up there in January, I'm going to take it because I do love just being up there in the mountains when all that's going on.
It's a good time.
It's a whole nother feel. Okay, how about The Rock at Mississippi and Potomac? Okay.
Oh, this rock is so famous.
It's so funny. It's been dubbed the most dangerous rock in Aurora.
Yes, it's always on the news.
It is. It's a big rock in the middle of a median, but it's been removed. So that is the big news. Of the day. I saw Kyle Clark put a story up for 9 News on Instagram, and it made me laugh so hard. So we have a little bit of that audio, I believe, that we're going to play. And who knew Kyle Clark had jokes?
All right, here you go.
This rock in a parking lot in Aurora has a wild body count. Oh, how'd they let him say that on TV? It keeps bumping and grinding with passing cars and trucks.
First of all, I'm blown away. How do you not see two great big 2-ton boulders? They assume it's grass, and they just like, it. And then they figure out there's two big boulders in it.
That rock is gone. But the kind of drivers who would high center their vehicles on an obvious rock, they're still on the roads.
I don't care about Kyle Clark. I care about that woman.
That woman.
All of them.
Two big boulders.
Right? Two big boulders.
How do you not see two great big 2-ton boulders?
Boulders.
No,
boulders.
She had another part. She had another part where she's like, my dad, he's got a patch like a pirate, and he doesn't hit the rock. Like, it was pretty funny. Yeah, she's pretty great.
I like her.
Anyway, if you've hit that rock there at Mississippi and Potomac, because a lot of big trucks, SUVs, even an ambulance has hit that
they
rock.
They cut it too soon, so, and then they're up. Oh,
and they
so
literally, like, you're high. Like
you high center it.
Thank you. High centering it on that rock. Like, it's the craziest thing. But no more rock, in case you're wondering.
Okay.
There is a scam going on, though, that we want to get the word out about. Jugging is what it's called. J-U-G-G-I-N-G. It's when thieves target and rob people right after they leave banks. So it's become a thing again. And ATMs, check cashing stores, all these places are also pretty vulnerable spots. But in Denver, police reported responding to about 25 jugging cases since 2024, and they're seeing an uptick in
What's the correlation with the name? Is it because you like bring in a jug of change
or
something?
I don't know. They didn't really say why it's called jugging. They just said that's the term for it. And both Texas and California are also seeing this type of crime a lot recently. But they're saying to look for certain things. Like if you're at an ATM and you see a suspicious vehicle just hanging out in the parking lot and then it starts following you, you might want to drive to a place that's safe. Go to a police station.
That's generally good for any place.
I know, but they say, like, just be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. If you're taking a large amount of money or any money out of a bank, ATM, check cashing place, be aware of your surroundings because this is happening more and more, and it can get violent and it can get scary. So folks are just saying, like, they use a lot of aggressive measures to try and get your money. So just be aware, be careful. And again, it's called jugging.
Jugging. I gotta look up as to why. I've thought about that before. If I go in, if I sell a car or something, you know, and you go in with a fat stack of cash and you're putting it in the bank or you're pulling it out to go buy a car or something, I always think about that as I'm walking out.
Yeah.
I do a quick scan and then I run over to my car. And then hop in. But that's scary stuff.
It's funny because I
carry nunchucks.
It's your concealed carry.
Yeah, I'm alone by myself a lot. So anytime I walk in and out of a place to my car, I'm aware. And I always walk out with my keys in between my fingers. Like, that's going to do anything. But I am ready.
Do you really carry nunchucks with you?
I got nunchucks. Can you take
your...
I don't know if you can do a concealed carry into a bank.
I don't think
I'd have to look at that. But,
nunchucks, really?
Yeah, I got nunchucks. I'm like a Ninja Turtle.
Oh.
You didn't know that? I always have a backpack with
nunchucks.
What
are Raphael's ones? I want those.
The size?
Swords?
No.
The size.
His is the pitchfork one.
The size.
Size, that's what they're called?
Yes.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Because it's also
now
a fork.
Now it's just getting stupid.
Eat something.
It's also
with
a fork. You can also put a rotisserie chicken on it and eat it on your way home with thousands of dollars in your hip pack.
It's totally logistics.
There is your
works.
Mile high hype. My God, let's get out of it immediately. We have Fast Five coming up at 7:30 today. Some concert tickets to go see Somber and a $50 Del Taco gift card up for grabs when we play Fast Five. If you're wondering how you get in to talk to us, save this number in your phone right now so you're ready to play. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That'll be coming up at 7:30. Let's go ahead and check out what's going on with traffic. Go ahead, Selma.